for the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
Good day. It's wherever you are on planet Earth. Welcome to the Luna Lounge with myself, Israel Adjozi. The Luna Lounge podcast is a podcast which aims to inform, educate, entertain. You've got to have a bit of a laugh, right? All about astrology, cosmology, mythology, tarot, psychology, all the ease. And it's officially sponsored by Magic Mind. Okay. Do you remember I did say that I was going to put their link in the on my YouTube channel? So for those of you watching on the YouTube channel, it is there. So you can get it. And you've got also the discount as well. So Magic Mind, I'm going to be telling you a little bit about this. I'm telling you, this drink that gets me so high. It's not that kind of high. Come on, people. Behave yourself. I am live on YouTube. I'm live on Instagram. I am live on Facebook. All these platforms, you know, readily available. Later on in the show, of course, as normal, we got tarot card of the week. So let's see what tarot card is going to be coming out for us this week. What else? I'm going to be bringing up the chart for the moment, just in a little while. So we're going to be looking at the planets. What are the planets saying? We've just had a solar eclipse, so we've got to talk about that, right? Keep your comments coming and keep your questions coming. What else was I was going to say? Mercury retrograde. Oh, God, tell me. Listen, I just had one right now. Just had one right now before logging. Hence why I wasn't late. I started at 12:30. However, I've had a little bit of a Mercury retrograde moment. It always catches me. Mercury just says, you think you've got it, don't you? No, you haven't. That is Mercury retrograde for you. Just when you think you've got it, no. It goes, you know, or haywire on you. Shout out to everybody here who's logging in here on the Instagram. I can see Wellness Accurated. I can see Olympia. Shout out to Olympia. Mason, how you doing in the building? The Arts of Astrology also has joined. Mirade, how you doing? Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. Okay, so shout outs to you all. Thanks a lot for the love. I'm sure I should be able to also see comments on, for those of you who are joining also on the YouTube. I've got Jacqueline. Oh, Jacqueline's in the building. Jacqueline Witter, how you doing? Competition time. Later on in the show, we do have a winner of 30 squiller, and there's going to be another 30 squiller up for grabs today. So I'm going to present you that question. So keep tuned, keep here. And maybe £30 can be yours. They're not much, but it can buy you a bottle of wine, eh? It is what it is. So shout out to all you guys, Imelda, all of you who are joined in here on the Lunar Lounge podcast. Thank you. So I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment, just in a little while. Just before I started, for some reason, my nose just started to, just kind of clog up. It's like, what the hell's going on here? You know, that's not that. But hey, it is what it is. What is the weather like where you are, wherever you are on the planet? We know that this show is international, right? So what is happening? What is the weather like where you are? I'm in London, UK right now. It's cloudy, it's windy, but it's warm. Spring is definitely here, right? It's warmer. But a little bit of wind, quite windy. I think I spoke about that with the astrology the astro weather, as I sometimes refer to it as. Using astrology to predict the weather. Yes. Did you know that astrology can do that? Yes, astrology can do that. I do that many a times. It's quite interesting. And I did say that this year or this season would be quite windy. It's proven to be absolutely correct. Arts of Astrology saying not bad. Shout outs to Emmanuel. Is that Messi? Massey? Is it Massey or Messi? Shout outs. Okay. The Arts of Astrology is asking me with horary. No, not quite. The principles of it is a little bit horary orientated. There are similar processes, but it's about looking at the chart of the beginning of the. You can use it from day to day, from when the day starts. You can use it also. Perhaps at the equinoxes or the solstices, or you can use it at the beginning of the year. It depends what you're looking at. So you can look at it generally for the whole year. Okay, you're going to get a bit ups and downs with that because seasons change. But to do it for the equinoxes, so you get for that 3 months, you get a good window in terms of how the weather's going to be like, so you can know what the summer's going to be like, spring's going to be like, and so on and so forth. And you can do it for the day as well. So starting of the day, again, put the chart is, so it's kind of horary-ish, you know, it's not too far off, let's put it like that. So yeah, astrology, yeah, right, quite good stuff, man. Shout out to, is it MQ, I'm just going to say MQ, 1, 2, 3. Shout out to you as well. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge Show. I will be bringing up the chart for the moment in a while. And we shall be looking at where the planets are and what we can be looking forward to over the coming weeks. So yeah. Why not? What else was I gonna say? I'm always saying I'm gonna say something else. There's always something else I should be saying. What's been hit in the news lately? I think the eclipse really took headlines, or went over America. America had a bit of an earthquake, didn't they? Well, certain parts, I think the eastern part. I know New York, New Jersey. I've got a nephew in New Jersey, and he was telling me, oh, there's an earthquake. And I thought, oh. So yeah, but it wasn't big. Let's be, you know, was it 4 point something, you know? Anybody can inform me here. Did anybody pass? I don't think so. I don't think there were too many deaths. Shout out to Yvette. also here joining us on the live on YouTube. So yeah, so I don't think there were too many deaths. Or did anybody die? I don't know. I didn't hear of any, but I could be mistaken. I'm not trying to think, but it wasn't a big one. Wasn't a big earthquake. But the solar eclipse was a real big one, wasn't it? It caught a lot of attention, and so it should. It was in the sign of Aries. Let's not forget that. That's where the sun is exalted. So it's a real great big one right there. So, okay. So MQ123 is letting me know no deaths. So there was no deaths. So cool. Shout out to Angela Love. Welcome to the show. So there was no deaths. So it wasn't that drastic, you know. And of course, I'm not going to say that the eclipse is not a part of that. But I think that earthquake is part of something bigger. The eclipse is part of, is always big, isn't it? An eclipse like that is. And I feel it's something, I think America is really going to, yeah, I think that the fact that eclipse went through America the way it did is really telling us here about America and how America is going to be split or divided very much so, as we all know it has been anyway, especially with the upcoming, but it's towards the end of the year, isn't it? The election, it's like, yeah, it is what it is. But MQ's telling me beautiful and magical. Yeah, I guess it is. I don't know what it is with people who say, can we see the eclipse? I wish I could see the eclipse. It's like, are you sure you want to see an eclipse? If only you knew how eclipses work. But to be honest, again, of all the eclipses, this was one of the most positive ones. Sun is exalted. It's with the North Node. That I would take that any day rather than a South Node one. So okay, fair enough. I'll give that to you. But yeah. Eclipses are not something you want to be running out and watching, you know what I mean? If you know what they represent, you know. But it's all good. It's all about that new beginning, new chapters opening up for all of us in some area of our life, depending what that eclipse is doing, perhaps in our natal chart or where it's crossing in our natal chart or what house it's in and so on and so forth. So it's really opening up something for all of us. Eclipses are about chapters closing and new ones opening in some way, shape, or form. And it was day before yesterday, wasn't it? Was that planting of that seed. It was the opening of that door into a new area of our life and something that, we all welcome. And in the sign of Aries, really potent, really, it's going for, you know, that's what we want, or is it not? Shout out to Jacqueline. There's two Jacquelines in the building. I don't know how I'm going to call you. One's Jacqueline Witter, the other one, maybe I should just say Jackie. I don't know. It is what it is. Hope you're all well. So I'm going to be bringing up the chart for a moment. Anything else been catching the news of lately? Nothing springs to mind. Well, we'll see how it goes through the show. So competition time coming up later on. We do have a winner. This winner, I'm telling you, it's like, please. I don't think nobody listens to this show. What? Yeah, exactly. Nobody listens to this show. I give out the dates of when to send a thing in, and like, people... Come on, guys. it is what it is. So competition time coming up later on. Tarot card of the week also coming up later on. Let's go to the planets. What is the cosmos saying? Welcome to everybody here on Instagram joining me on the show. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. So let me do my fiddly bits as I always do. Share my screen. Share screen, please. Don't ask me what I am sharing. Just share it, man. And here we go. Voila. So we got the chart for the moment. Coolio, we shall take that, or shall we not? The moon is currently in Taurus. We got an exalted moon. We got the sun exalted right now and the moon exalted. Both king and queen are both exalted. I like that. Which also means that I'm having a lunar return. Yeah, soon. In about, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours or something. Don't ask me what I'm going to be doing. But I'm going to be having a lunar return. So shout outs to those Taurus, as that's going to be the next season coming up in the next 9 days. Okay, so what are we looking at here? Okay, so we've had the eclipse yesterday, which is what I was talking about. Listen, do remember that these eclipses, they have a powerful kick to them. This eclipse is definitely going to be going on for the next 6 months. And in 6 months' time from now, we're going to be having another set of eclipses. So that's going to go on for another 6 months. Would it be fair to say that eclipses' energies are, it's like a chain reaction. They're never ending. Because if we say they last up to 6 months, which they do, and then there's another one, because they're always approximately about 6 months apart. So by the time one fiddles out, another one's starting. See? So you've got to know that chain. Where is that chain in happening in your life? What doors are opening and closing for you? It is what it is. Like I said, my nose has been a little bit runny, and I've got my tissue here, man. Why? I've got to blame something, right? I'm blaming this changing of the weather. You know, 3 days ago, I saw 4 weathers in one day. Yeah, only in the UK, right? It rained. It was windy. The sun came out. It was all kinds of weather. You name it. All in one day. Yeah, you can get that right over here in England. Get the full package, baby. Make no mistake about that. Moon is exalted, so we'll take that. That should be a good day. Okay, look at this. Well, I was talking about this last week, right? Well, it's exact today. Look at that. Exact same degree. So we've got the Mars-Saturn conjunction going on. People, do not rush. This ain't a time to be rushing right now. No, 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 no. How many times did I say no? Can anybody tell me? How many times did I say no? Yeah, exactly. I must have said it quite a few times. But either way, this is not the time for rushing. Take your time. The energies are concentrated right now. Many of you guys will be feeling like you are being blocked or inhibited. It's a time where people tend to feel frustrated. Yes, that is that time. I've got the Arts of Astrology saying here, I love the UK. Yes, only in the UK. I love the UK. I love it too, of course. Everywhere's got its pros and cons, isn't it? There's no perfect place, is there? I mean, there are a few places that are paradise orientated, but you might need a little bit of Skrilla to be residing in those places. Every country has its, positives and negatives, ups and downs. And that is one thing about the UK, I guess. Back to this Saturn Mars. Taking things slow. Mars is an energy that likes to... Saturn is an energy that likes to... Between the two of them, Saturn has the upper hand. Saturn is the slower planet. So his energy is far more concentrated. And with this Saturn-Mars conjunction right now in the heavens, what it's going to do is it's going to slow things down. Especially for you guys who are Aries or Aries rising, and Scorpio rising. Or for any of you guys who has this in your birth chart, does anybody here have a Saturn, Mars aspect? Could be any aspect, conjunction, sextile, trine, whatever. You know, you guys will feel that also as well. But it's really good. It's a very good energy for doing slow, long work. This is a stamina. This is a locomotive. I'll tell you what it is. Mars, Saturn is the juggernaut. Remember the juggernaut? Have you seen the juggernaut? The more it picks up momentum, the stronger it gets. And it's exact now. They've been conjuncting for about the last week now or so, and here is at the peak. So today we are having the peak of that. Somebody's letting me know. Mason's saying, dentist appointment, Mars, Saturn. Okay. I suppose it's a signature for a dentist appointment. How the dentists work every day, don't they? But however, it would be interesting to see how the dentist appointment would play out with a Mars Saturn conjunction. So energies are quite slow. For those of you Aries out there, or Aries rising, Scorpio rising, take it easy, okay? But for everybody in general, you know, because we need, this is about patience, taking your time and doing things, you know. And of course, on top of that, we've got Mercury retrograde. I'll be talking about him in a moment. We've got that too. So let's not forget, Mercury is in the sign of Aries right now, which is ruled by Mars, and Mr. Mars is conjunct Saturn. They are all connected. It's all a connection right here. So do watch out for this, guys, over the course of the next, I would say definitely, we're looking perhaps maybe over the course of the next 5-6 days for this conjunction to be there. So what I would say is, after about maybe the next 3 or 4 days, so what, today's the 10th, so let's say from about the 14th, it will start to wane. So the energy of that starts to lessen, and things can, you know, slowly but surely, you know, start to pick up. Let's look about that. Venus is in Aries, people. Are you guys having fun? How is your romantic lives going? Are you feeling the passions of Venus right about now? She's in the hot sign of Aries. Yeah, it's all about the Aries energy right now, isn't it? Let's see what else is happening. Well, Mercury's doing his thing, right? He's going to be retrograde until what, 24th, 25th of this month before I think he's going to be going retrograde 4 times this year. In most cases, Mercury goes retrograde 3 times a year. That's his normal signature. But from time to time, you will find him going 4 times. He went retrograde more kind of last year, coming into this, at beginning of this year, didn't he? Then there's this one. This is the second one. So we may get another one round about what? August time? September? And then we may get another one towards the end. So that's 4. Sometimes that does happen. Doesn't happen much, but on average, it's 3 times a year. Well, he's retrograde. Well, you know what to do when Mercury is retrograde. Yeah? Stay away from these new contracts. And I'm still getting people emailing me, WhatsApping me. Is it okay to buy this? No. People asking me, still, can they buy things during the Mercury retrograde? Yeah, exactly. Like, please. I mean, are you having a laugh? Yes. It's not bad actually for secondhand stuff. You can get away with buying some secondhand stuff, but leave the big purchases, leave them alone. Hold on to your money, man. It's only a couple of weeks. But I know how it is, you know. Sometimes, you know, when the Mercury retrograde's on, that's when you see that big sale, or that's when you see that car that you've always wanted. Or that's when you see that item that you've always been looking for. And it's at like the price that you... Yeah, I know. I know how it is. I get that too. But people, no. So it is what it is. Also being reminded that, yes, it's Ramadan today. So, yes, El Mubarak to all the Islam people out there, people of the Islamic faith. It's the end of your holy month of Ramadan. So, yes, well done for those of you who took part in it and completed it. So that ends today because it's new moon to new moon, isn't it? But they wait for that crescent moon. They wait until they can see that crescent moon, which will be seen tonight. So that's when tonight should be the end of their fasting month. So what else? So Mercury's retrograde, he's doing his thing. He's coming back towards the sun. Over the next couple of days, what can we expect? Not much aspects are going on. We know why, right? Yeah, because all the planets from where Pluto is at 1 degree of Aquarius to where Uranus is at 21 degrees of Taurus, all the planets are deciding to have a little bit of a party and gather there. Hence why we have been experiencing another kind of frustration, because all the planets are just bunched together. Got to spread it out, man. You got to breathe. Got to breathe, man. Tensions are piling up. People are getting frustrated. And you know what happens when that happens. Yeah, things like that can happen. You know, people want to go to war. Shout out to Tiffany, Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome to the show. Yeah, happy Mars conjunction to you as well. So we got the Mars conjunction. So not much happening in terms of aspects. I mean, the moon, she's making her thing, but you know, she's quite quick. What else is happening here? Not much aspects. What's happening here? Mercury, so round about the 17th of April, which will be next week, in his retrograde motion, him and Venus are coming together. Him and Venus, Mercury, Venus, but Mercury will still be retrograde, of course. But he's coming back, she's coming forward, they are colliding. So we're getting two planets colliding. We're getting Mercury and Venus colliding. We've got the planet of beauty, the planet of values, and the planet of communication coming together. Now that can be nice, can be a beautiful thing. Can be good for romance, can be good for learning. It can be good for any kind of intellectual pursuits. So that's going to be next week. So any of you guys who are writers, communicators, data, information, designers, poets, Mercury Venus is really good for poets. If anybody of you have that in your chart, you make a very good poet. It's a poetry signature. If my mind serves me correctly, I believe Maya Angelou had that in her chart. So, yeah. So do watch out for that. So that will be next week on around the 17th. They start to get closer and closer. But Mars would have pulled away. So he's going to be about 5 degrees away. So this time next week, we can start to really feel the ease because it's going to be waning. So Saturn's not going to be having him in his clutches so much. So starting from next week, Wednesday, Thursday next week, things will start to ease off with the Mars Saturn. So, okay, things will start to flow a little bit more. Shout out to those people logging in here on the or tuning in on your Instagram. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. And shout out to everybody here also. I'm also live on YouTube as well and on Facebook. The problem is I can't see there's only so many screens I can have. I can't see the Facebook. I can't see my, I don't know who's tuning in. I don't know what you're saying. I see the comments afterwards. I know. Please don't feel neglected if you're watching this on Facebook. And you could also come on the YouTube. So this is the 18th. So this is what it's looking like. 19th, anything else? On the 19th, Venus and Mercury will be exact conjunction. So 18th, 19th of April will be exact conjunction of Venus and Mercury. Can be really good for some really good communication, really good for some good learning. We can pick up some learning with that one. How come we not? Then what? Then on the 19th, the sun is going to move into the sign of Taurus. Yes. Shout outs to you Taurus people. We love you. We love you. We love you. It's not your season yet, but shout outs to the Taurus. We do like you. We're going to give you another round of applause. Why not? We do like the Taurus people. So the sun will be moving into Taurus. But at present, we are still celebrating those strong, forward-moving, initiating, potent Aries. Are we not? Shout out to the Aries also as well. How can we not applaud the Aries season? It's been a good season. So shout out to you. Any Aries out there? Happy, whether if your birthday is past, belated. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday. And if your birthday is coming, happy birthday in advance. So the sun is going to move into Taurus actually on the 19th, actually. Let me just double check that. Because sometimes she moves in on the 20th. It does vary year to year. But yes, she is. She's going to move into Taurus on the 19th, as we can see. Round about, you know, quarter to three GMT time, she will move into the sign of Taurus. So we're going to have a Taurus sun. What else is going to be happening around that time? Anything configuration-wise? Well, we've got the big one, haven't we? We've been talking about this one. A lot of people have been talking about this one. We've got the Jupiter-Uranus. Jupiter-Uranus, which becomes exact pretty much on the 20th. I mean, they become conjunct anyway from the 19th. Let's face it. They become conjunct even before that. They become conjunct really on the 17th. But it becomes very tight on the 20th. So on the 20th, this is the day, people. On the 20th of April, the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. This one is going to be explosive. Hang on to your seats. Hang on to your seats. And remember, it's just after an eclipse. Mercury's still retrograde. We're going to be having the planet Mars moving closer, moving in the clutches of Neptune. Okay, I'll talk about that in a moment. But this is the big one. I particularly have been excited about this one. Jupiter, the planet of expansion, the planet of abundance, the planet of growth, coming together with the planet of unpredictable, eccentric, originality, explosive, chaotic. They're coming together. What can we get? The potential is limitless. And this particular conjunction is going to be at some place in your chart. So you want to be questioning, you want to be looking closely for those of you who are more versed. You want to be looking at what house Taurus is in your chart, because we're going to be getting, something's got to happen there, even if it's on a subtle level. But you know, you'll know it when you see it. You'll know it when you hear it. I mean, for some people, it might be a little bit subtle. For those people who may be Gemini rising or something, okay, maybe. Maybe not so obvious. But nevertheless, it's a big one. This particular conjunction has always been associated, and we've always seen it manifest. It was connected with really big innovative things, planes, things of technology, because Uranus is linked with technology, with science. So we could see some breakthroughs in and around this particular time. And I know that degree is also quite sensitive, because a lot of the world's leaders or major people and a lot of countries have their sun or moon or ascendant or MC around that degree, or that degree of the fixed signs, Taurus, Scorpio, Aquarius, Leo. So we could be, you know, getting something big here. There is also a Mars sextiling them also as well. The Arts of Astrology, yes, you are correct. There is a sextile. I mean, the sextile for the Mars is probably going to be from the 19th more. But that conjunction's there, isn't it? That conjunction's there from the 18th. So from about the 18th, 19th, we've got Mars fueling his energy. But it's a nice aspect. It's a welcoming aspect. But yes, there is a sextile from Mars to the Jupiter Uranus also as well. So they're getting energy. You know, we're getting Jupiter and Uranus, and they're getting some energy. I mean, the energy is a little bit scattered because, you know, Mars in Pisces is a bit all over the place, isn't it? You know, it's not a concentrated energy. So Mars in Pisces is a little bit all over the place. Mars gets diffused when, especially in a sign like Pisces. You know, it's mutable. His energy's here, there, and everywhere, baby. You know, yeah, never in one place. But don't worry. In a few weeks' time, Mars is going to be entering his own domicile of Aries. We all know what Mars in Aries is like, don't we? Yeah. Something along that line. So brace yourself. So that's going to be what, in about a week or two, you know, we're going to have Mars moving into the sign of Aries. But back to this conjunction, we could experience some very big, wonderful things on the world front. We may hear of some big news. You know, Jupiter is journalism. Yeah. I'm just hoping that it doesn't kick off. It's already kicked off already, isn't it? But it's kind of going up and down with the whole situation in the Middle East and places. You know, there's places in this world. You know, friend of mine brought my attention to. You know, I didn't even know. I knew that there's conflicts all over, isn't there, in every country. But the conflict that's going on in Congo right now is like, what? It's crazy. Like, we're talking in the millions, man. And I'm not trying to say one or war is, oh, you know, people are going through stuff, man. We just have to remember that. People are going through stuff. So we have to be very, very considerate. But it's just interesting in terms of how, in terms of proportion, the information or news, how we as human beings, you know, we focus ourselves on and not recognize that actually there may be a bigger picture here that's going on here. So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that the stuff in Congo has been going on for years. Okay, fair enough. So it may be something that's become, I don't know, it's just like, oh, that war's been going on for years. So it's like, it is what it is. So there is an element of that, I guess. I'm not disputing that. But I think just the other day, there was some, we had a protest over here in London, UK, where some people, again, were protesting down central London about the killings and the wars that's going on over there in Congo. Because it's crazy. It's crazy. Wars are, you know, I mean, wars have to happen. As sad as it may sound, wars have to happen. We need that. You don't feel that, we have this idealization about this utopian world where everything's going to be at peace. It's never been like that, and it never will be. But people will go to war with each other. They will battle each other. They will fight each other. And both parties or both sides will always be, will have some kind of reason or justification as to why they are doing what they are doing. It is a part of human nature. Human nature is beautiful, it's wonderful, but it's also very cruel as well. That's nature on it. People die, people kill each other, things kill each other, animals kill each other. You know, it's a part of nature. And I think it's necessary because it's a way or it's a part of survival. So, you know, tried to think of it on one way in one of the where my parents come from in Nigeria. They have a particular kind of philosophy. Is like, well, if somebody doesn't die, you don't live. So it's kind of like a, you know, you got to picture it like that, you know. It is what it is. But yeah, big wars are going on. But the thing is that this 21 degrees, because the sign, the zodiac sign for the state of Israel is actually Taurus, and it's around that degree. So it's going to be picking up their stuff. So hopefully we don't get no more explosions in that region of the world. We certainly don't want that. I think we've had enough of that. It is what it is. But yeah, but hopefully we can get something positive. I want to look at the more positive aspect of this Jupiter Uranus and what it can perhaps bring for us. And like I said, something innovative. The last time we had Jupiter Uranus, we've had, you know, improvements, advancements in technology, in sciences. This conjunction has been linked with aeroplanes, radios, all those kind of technologies which we are enjoying today. So bring out something else. I don't know, maybe the new robot. Have you seen some of these robots? Quite frightening. Yeah, it is what it is. Tiffany's saying, like Jupiter, Uranus conjunction energy. Of course, I have that natally. So somebody has Jupiter, Uranus natally. So, well, you're going to be feeling it, that's for sure. Not looking forward to Mars, Neptune. Yeah, that can calm things down. Shout outs to Lexi in the building also as well. Welcome to the show, live here on the YouTube. So yeah, and shout outs to all of you guys who are here on the Instagram and Facebook as well, as I'm streaming live there too. So Sun moves into Taurus, then we're gonna have this great Jupiter Uranus conjunction. It's gonna be, let's watch out for what happens there. I'll be keeping you updated. I'll probably talk more about it again, even next week, to sort of like let you know what it is that I can be seeing with this Jupiter Uranus. But I'm definitely seeing something very, very explosive. Something that's going to be like, oh, what? Yeah, something along that line. Something that's going to like, you know. What? Yeah, something that's going to grab us like that. That's what I'm expecting with this Jupiter Uranus. And like, you know, it's been sextile by Mars, so it's getting a bit of oomph, it's getting some energy put into it, you know. Mars will give that push. However, Mars is having his own journey through Pisces, and he's coming into the clutches of Neptune, which will start around that 20th, more around the 21st, 22nd. Then it's going to be within 5 degrees. So around the 22nd of April, here is where we're going to be again. Mars, Neptune. Mars is going to be diffused. Mars, Neptune is about fighting for the collective, fighting for the underdog. It's about challenging our energy, our aggression, our motivation into something that benefits the collective. That'd be great for some charity work, great for helping other people who may be going through certain difficulties. Mars, Neptune can be wonderful for that. So let's watch out for that. So that's going to be from about the 22nd of April, where we're going to be having this Mars Neptune. So watch out for that. But Mars Neptune is not about, it's not about war. It's about using compassion. How about fighting with compassion? How about fighting with love? Yeah. Mars Neptune. I like it. Then round about the 24th, we're going to have Mr. Mercury here going stationary. So he's going to be coming out of retrograde. The Jupiter-Uranus conjunction will still be going on. They would have moved to 22 degrees around this time. And Mercury would be stationing to start to go direct. And but round about the 25th, he starts to go direct, stations again to go direct. So 25th, 26th, he's going direct again. By this time, we've got here Mars again coming closer. However, I've missed something. What did I miss? Well, I missed that on the 23rd, 24th of 23rd of April, we're going to be having a full moon. We're going to be having a full moon in the sign of Scorpio. Full moons, new moons, full moons, new moons. Well, the last one was an eclipse, wasn't it? The last full moon we had was in Libra, was an eclipse. They go in cycles, you know. Each full moon follows each other in zodiacal sequence. Each new moon follows each other in zodiacal sequence. That's how it is. So here we're going to be having a full moon in the sign of Scorpio. Let me just shift the hours there. And here we go. Let's get that full moon. Where you at? Where you at? Here you at. There we go. On the 23rd. On the 23rd of April, we're going to have a full moon in the sign of Scorpio. We all love a Scorpio full moon, do we not? Why is it my nose is running? I have no idea. I'm going to blow it. Bear with me a moment, people. Yeah, blowing my nose. Live on the Lunar Lounge podcast show. Where else are you going to find that? Eh? Bit of decency for you there. So we're going to have a full moon in the sign of Scorpio. Good stuff. We'll take that. We're happy to take that one. I think I will end it right about here on this full moon. As we can see, the planet Mars is still going to be in that clutches, coming closer and closer to that Neptune. And what else? Yeah, that's about it. And then obviously a few days after that, Mercury is going to be going direct. So I'll talk more about the full moon closer to the time. And we can expect Mercury to go direct on the 25th. I mean, he ain't going to start picking up some kind of speed until about 26, 20. Well, even then he's not going to be picking up speed. Probably won't be picking up speed until May. And I'll be talking more about what's going to be happening coming up in May in the next couple of weeks to let us know what particular planetary alignments we're going to be having when we move into the month of May. But I think I find it really interesting how these planets are just really just packed between Aquarius and Taurus. It's quite interesting. I mean, if we really want to go with it, really from where Saturn is to where Jupiter is, they're just all packed in that center. They're just, it's crazy. That means something. Like I said, spread it out, man. Breathe. These planets are not breathing. Want to know why you're feeling frustrated? This is part of it. Amongst other things, of course. Shout out to Christian in the building. Shout out to Florence. Didn't Buddha sit under the Bodhi tree and become enlightened under a full moon in Scorpio? I know about the first part. I know about the full moon, that he became enlightened under a full moon, which is very symbolic anyway. But full moon in Scorpio? I don't know. I mean, the Bodhi does come from the Hindu traditions, and in their astrology, Scorpio is the zodiac sign which is ruled by, well, they say planets, but two planets. One is Mars, and the other one is Ketu, which is the south node. And the South Node is always to do with letting go, elimination, enlightenment, spirituality. The South Node has always been likened in Vedic astrology amongst the Hindus, to do with letting go, to do with enlightenment. Hence why many of the teachers of Buddha are to do with that kind of, you know, let it all go, man. Stop hanging on to all this stuff that's keeping you, yeah. So, yeah, it could well be under a full moon of Scorpio. I'll have a look into that. I haven't heard that one before, but yeah. So that is the the cosmic news for today. Let's go back to the major screen. People, I have been telling you about Magic Mind, official sponsors of the Lunar Lounge podcast. Go get your Magic Mind, man. Why is it my camera's like blurry and you can't see it? Or I can't see it, that's for sure. It's definitely my camera. I don't know. Something's up with my camera. You can see that. Of course you can. It's the Magic Mind. Now, these, you normally you can go to these, you know, health shops and buy these little shots. This shot, and I'm going to take some now because I know for a fact it's going to clear my runny nose and it's going to get me on a high. And today's Wednesday. I'm born on a Wednesday. I'm a Wednesday baby. All about that information. Never stop talking. And this is going to give me a boost. When I first used to get this, I used to drink the whole bottle. I can't. It keeps me on a high. I'm telling you. Like, I can't have it in the evening because I won't sleep. You want to get this in the morning, in the afternoon, get it in. I've told you guys, I'm back in the gym. Anybody want to give me a race in a swimming pool? Want to give it a go? I suggest you get your practice in, man. Yeah, you don't stand a chance. Back in full force. It's nice. It's nice when the, yeah, I love it. I love it. Do remember the Magic Mind. I did put the link. If you go on last week's, the one I did last week, basically. And I think even the one before that, it should be there. If not, I'll put it up there. Also, for those of you who listen to this on the podcast as well, on any of the podcasts, you will get all of the information, the sponsor, and it's also got a discount. So I've got the link there, the link's there for where you can go purchase it, and you've got the discount code. So put in the discount code, people. Yeah. Shout outs to Magic Mind, man. Seriously, clear. Listen, if you are juggling anything like what I'm juggling, you need this. Clear mind, because you got to remember all those clients and all those things, and I've got all these subscriptions that I've got a thing, and I'm running classes, and then I've got podcasts twice a week, and it's like it's too much. Get yourself some natural Magic Mind, full of vitamins, full of nutrients. Got some nice matcha in there. And it's good. You're really good to go. So check the inbox. Also, when I finish this podcast as well, I'm also going to put the information there as well. And the code will be there. You'll see there the sponsors. You'll see there the link. And you see the discount code. So get to support Magic Mind, one and only. Sponsors of the show. What else am I it's that time of the week, isn't it? Oh, is it not? Let's go. It's competition time. Oh, is it not? Yes, it's competition time. For £30, I asked last week. Does anybody listen to this show? Huh? Yeah, exactly. I don't think so. Doesn't seem so. Let's go to those. Let me quickly go to these questions here. These answers. Yeah. Somebody, I don't want to mention the name. I don't want to embarrass people, But somebody, as you know, the question was, what planet rules swans? Swan, a swan, a nice, beautiful swan. Somebody answered back, Libra. I said planets, not zodiac signs. I ain't going to put you on blast. I ain't going to shout out your name. You know what I mean? But I did say planet, not sign. What planet rules zodiac signs? Okay. It's quite interesting. So the first two answers which came in were wrong. Somebody answered Venus. I ain't going to shout out your name. You know who you are. Incorrect. actually, two people said Venus. And those two people are actually in the chat right now on the YouTube. You know who you are. Two people says, the planet that rules swans is Venus. And there was another one also as well. Incorrect. Now, this is the interesting question. This is the interesting part of it. The person who got this question, they emailed me like about 10 hours after the time start, you know, yesterday, saying, can I still enter the competition? I said, yeah, you can still enter the competition. Don't mean you're going to win. I mean, like, you know what I mean? Look at the time. I said 12 midnight from Tuesday. Some people are still answering questions for like Wednesday, like this midnight yesterday to early this morning, midnight today. People. Anyway, we do have a winner. The winner is Polly Pluto. Is Polly Pluto in the building? Give a round of applause. Yes. Applause for Polly Pluto. You are the winner of £30. The answer is Jupiter. Jupiter rules swans. As a matter of fact, if you actually look at a swan, it actually looks like the symbol for Jupiter. Have a look. Have a look at a swan. Looks like the Jupiter symbol. Yeah. Jupiter rules swans, not Venus. But I can see why, because they are beautiful birds and stuff, you know. Okay. Anyway, competition time. It is competition time. People, I'm going to ask a question right now. I need the answer by next week, Tuesday, midnight. Yeah, from midnight. You know, the quicker, especially if the answer is correct, the quicker you get the question, obviously, the better, if you know the answer, that is. I'm going to give you a nice, easy one for this week. And what is up for grabs? Another £30 up for grabs. You can buy your bottle of wine, right? You can do something. £30 up for grabs. I'm going to give you a nice, simple, and easy one. Yeah? Got to be able to get this. Okay, if you look on your screens right now, that is the email address which you send the answer to. TheLunarLoungePodcast@gmail.com. It's right there on your screens right now. TheLunarLoungePodcast@gmail.com. So please send your answers here for next week, Tuesday from midnight. You answer the question. The question is, are you ready? I'm going to repeat it. What planet rules snakes? It's very simple. Come on, guys. What planet rules snakes? Have a good think about that. What planet rules snakes? LunarLoungePodcast@gmail.com. Send your answers in and you'll be the winner of £30. I think it's her name's Gemma, but nickname is Polly Pluto. You've won last week's competition. So thanks a lot for that. Thanks a lot for participating. What planet rules snakes? Yvette is asking me, why does Jupiter rule swans? Because of the characteristics of a swan. They are very big. They are big birds, Jupiter. And if you read the mythology, see, mythology is a very key into astrology. What deity used to shapeshift into swans? Jupiter, Zeus. So swans are his bird. You want to know why the royalty owns all these swans over here? You can't touch swans. They belong to the king. Zeus. Jupiter. So that's why. Swans. Yeah, that's why he rules swans. Angela Love is saying you have more classes to run, so you better drink some more. Someone's getting cheeky there. Whatever. Whatever, man. Yes, I do have classes to run. Anyhow, it is another time of the show. We've got Tarot Card of the Week, of course. Tarot Card of the Week. I'm just going to shuffle. Swans do look like Jupiter's symbol, for sure. You know. So I'm just going to shuffle the cards here, pull out the card of the week, and then bring the show to a close. I got to go. Busy, 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 man. Okay. Let's have... do we have a drum roll? Or anything like that? No draw. Yeah. Look at that. And the winner just joined. Yeah. The winner for last week, Miss Polly Pluto, has just joined. So she just joined the Instagram. So she probably doesn't know she's the winner of £30. Well, you're the winner of £30, Polly Pluto. Well done. Jupiter rules swans. So yeah. So the question for this week is, what planet rules snakes? Next week, Tuesday, midnight, GMT time. Make sure you email me at thelunaloungepodcast@gmail.com. Okay. Well. All right. Let's split these cards. And I got to be on my way. What card we got? What card is it? We got the devil. Yeah. It is what it is. It's that. It's all about the devil. Okay. So what is the message for us this week with the tarot card of the week? It's the devil. The devil is a card that indicates taking responsibility for your actions. So over the course of this week, make sure that for everything that you do, you are responsible and try to be very conscious of your actions, conscious of your choices, the choices which you are making. The devil can often indicate we are at a point where we, a little bit like that Mars Saturn. I'm always connecting the card of the week with the planetary energies or a particular, this is definitely a Mars Saturn thing where we're feeling restricted. So we may feel, we might want to be a bit naughty, you know, because with the Mars Saturn, you know, we're feeling a bit restricted and we're feeling a bit closed and we're feeling things are not going our way. So we want to do naughty stuff. We want to break the rules. We want to, you know, be a bit of a devil. And we've all got that devil inside of us. No big deal. Nothing wrong with that. And I'm not necessarily talking in a Judeo-Christian sense. So get that out of your head. But, you know, that naughtiness is within us. That stubbornness, that not taking responsibility for our actions. If we can take responsibility for our actions, then we'll find ourselves in a better place. So this is what it is. It's about being conscious of those animalistic urges which we have and being more in control. So this card is really about being in control and maintaining that control. And that's what it is. And on that note, I come to the end of the show. Thank you very much for tuning into the Lunar Lounge, officially sponsored by Magic Mind. The details are there or will be there. They're there. If you go to last week's on the YouTube, you'll see the details there. The promo code is there. Also, as well, if you go in on any of the podcast platforms, Amazon, Apple, Spotify, the details also should be there as well. Magic Mind, and you can go and get your drinks. go and get yourself a clear mind. Go and get the energy that I'm getting. And boy, I'm getting some energy, boy. You all got it. So that is the end of the show. I want to thank each and every single one of you for participating. Thank you, thank you, thank you all. I'll be back on Sunday. I wasn't there this Sunday gone. Busy, busy, busy. But I should be back again this Sunday coming. I'll be there at 7:30 p.m. UK time. Lunar Lounge, sponsored by Magic Mind. I want to thank each and every single one of you who turned out today for your support, for your comments. It is what it is. I'm done. I think I'm done. My time out here is gone. Where is my intro or my outro? I'm supposed to have an outro, right? Yeah, you all heard my outro. You know all my outro is. So that is me. I am out. I want to thank every single one of you on Sunday and next week. My name's Israel. This is the Lunar Lounge Podcast, and I am out. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.